And then the incredible Peruvian and then American singer, Mia Sumac. She had an almost 5-octave vocal range, and that was her version of We Know Mia, which also came off of Ultra Lounge Volume 1, Mondo Exotica. And we brought things to an electronic climax with Orbital and the Moby remix of their Speed Freak. Thanks going out to listener Steve, who called in and we had a little conversation about Exotica and other things. And let's see, yeah. We're basically having half-hour-long sets for you. So we've got two more of them left. And in the next set, on the electronica side, we're going to be hearing from Ladytron and The Prodigy and the star remix of the Crystal Method's Busy Child. And then on the Exotica, of course, our featured artist, Martin Denny. But we're also going to be hearing from Bas Shiva and all that and more. We're going to be starting things off with my favorite Israeli electronic duo, Infected Mushroom. And this is a remix of their Waves of Sound that I've got one of my intellectual idols, Nobel Prize winning physicist Richard Feynman, who worked on the Manhattan Project that developed the atomic bomb. Some of his thoughts on that, along with a concluding quote from U.S. President Harry Truman. So, yes. Strap in your sonic seatbelt for another half hour of high-energy electronica and exotica here on the Tears of the Gods Sound Collage on WMFO in Medford, Tufts.
Surfing on the waves of sound.
Freeform Radio.
Is it atomic?
Yes, sir. Very atomic.
Moral questions. I do have something I would like to say about it, because the original reason to start the project, which I had, which was that the Germans were in danger, started me off on a process of action, which was to try to develop this first system in Princeton, then at Los Alamos, to try to make the bomb work. All kinds of attempts to redesign, make it a reverse bomb, whatever, and so on, and all working all this time to see if we can make it go. So it was a project in which we all worked very, very hard and all cooperated together. With any project like that, you continue to work trying to get success, having decided to do it. But what I did immorally, I would say, was not to remember the reason that I set out. So that when the reason changed, which was that Germany was defeated, not the single thought came to my mind at all about that. But that meant now that I have to reconsider why I'm continuing to do this. I simply didn't think, okay? Reaction I remember, perhaps I was blinded by my own reaction, was a very considerable elation and excitement. And there was kind of parties and people got drunk, and it would make a tremendously interesting contrast of what was going on in Los Alamos at the same time as what was going on in Hiroshima. I was involved with this happy thing, and also drinking and drunk and playing drums, sitting on the hood of the bonnet of a Jeep and playing drums, and excitement running all over Los Alamos at the same time as the people were dying and struggling in Hiroshima. Tremendously interesting contrast of what was going on in Los Alamos at the same time as what was going on in Hiroshima.
Of thousands and thousands of young Americans. We shall continue to use it until we completely destroy Japan's power to make war.
I see no reason for answers to be couched in riddle.
There's only one logical answer. We have an imposter aboard.
Ли си припомни, но пък всеки ден напред намери, как обичаше да се катериш, котката форел не спревърни, извън картата да излети, с бъдещето си ако играеш.
Anything I want to you people at any time I want to, because that's what you've done to me. If you spit in my face and smack me in the mouth and throw me in solitary confinement for nothing, what do you think's going to happen when I get out of here?
Wow, what's that aftershave you're wearing?
could sharpen you up and make you ready for a bit of the old ultra violence.
Give it. This thing had the claws of a lion and the fangs of a snake?
Reminds me of a woman I once knew in Cleveland.
Supporters of the plan insist that there should be no problem if one has nothing to hide.
theme on this episode of the Tears of the Gods sound collage is electronica and exotica. And we kicked off that last set with the Israeli electronic duo Infected Mushroom, plus the Nobel Prize winning physicist Richard Feynman talking about his experiences working on the atomic bomb. Then it was Martin Denny, our featured exotica artist, with Tsetse Fly, followed by a couple of words from Mr. Spock of Star Trek, and then Ladytron with Black Cat, a couple of words from Charles Manson's parole hearing followed, and then an excerpt from a High Karate commercial. Bas Shiva performed Lust from Ultra Lounge Volume 1, Mondo Exotica. And then it was the Crystal Method and the Star remix of Busy Child from their Perfect Vegas Deluxe album, which is our featured album of the episode. And then Martin Denny once again with Bangkok Cockfight. And we finished things off with The Prodigy and Fuel My Fire. Meanwhile, backing me up right now is Martin Denny with The Girlfriend of the Whirling Dervish. We've got one final set for you, and it's going to include a Brian Eno remix of The Lost Day. And this was a remix that I did based on an interview with James, now a resident of San Francisco. And as he describes himself, an old school junkie. And, you know, I wanted to play this again because it's one thing when a so-called right-wing conservative tells you that they're actually paying homeless people to move to San Francisco. But it's another thing when a homeless person tells you that he's moved to San Francisco because they're paying him money to do so. And, you know, this is just listening to James. I've listened to this thing several dozens of times at this point. And there's a lot going on, and it's talking a lot about, I think, some of things that are really wrong here. So also Martin Denny, and we're going to finish with this being with a 20th century transgender history lesson. And it all begins right now, our final set.
You can get red, blue, green, yellow, orange. They're like, oh, this is a new color. It's a fire puppy. It's fire. It's an orange.
There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item.
Hey, hon, do me a favor and hold the ladder for me.
I have a better idea. Let's just call somebody to clean the gutters.
To scoop out a few leaves? I'll be down in a heartbeat. Whoa! Ow!
No!
Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org, a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, who want to keep your bones safe, strong, and well-connected.
Where are you from?
Louisiana, Texas area.
How long you been in San Francisco?
Since June. If you're gonna be homeless, it's pretty here. I mean, if we're gonna be realistic, they pay you to be homeless here.
When you said that San Francisco pays people to be homeless, what did you mean by that? You mean that literally?
Yeah. I mean, I get $620 a month, dude.
From general assistance?
Yeah.
Or would you? How was that hard to get?
Phone call, bro. Phone call. 200 food stamps and $620 cash a month.
Wow.
Forget about it. Why wouldn't I do it? You know, it's free money, dude. Yep. This right now is literally by choice. Literally by choice. Like, why would I want to pay rent? I'm not doing it. I got a cell phone that I have Amazon Prime and Netflix on. We used to battle with the cops. Now, it's like the cops are... It's like they're your neighbor, you know? The cops told us this morning, like, oh, it'd be easier if you guys packed up in the morning. We wouldn't have to come out here. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And he's like, pack up in the morning. And I'm like, why? You know? He's like, oh, okay. And then went on, his two kids came up. And they're like, hey, do you guys know where to get any Oxycontin? They're like, I'm 15 and I'm 16. You know, like, I'm an old school junkie, you know? And I'm like, look, dude, I'm going to tell you right now, like, you're not going to get Oxycontin out here on the street. I was like, how much money are you trying to spend? And they're like, we got $40. And I said, okay, this is what I'm going to do. I am going to take your money. And I went and I got a fentanyl. And I brought it back and I set it down in front of them. And I said, this is a gram of fentanyl. This is enough to kill six people that have never used it. What I do to get high is this much. And I showed them how much I do. I was like, I'm keeping your money. And now I'm going to teach you how to save each other's lives, because you're not going to stop. I can't steer you away from doing it, but the best thing I can do for you now is give you real drugs and show you how to do it properly and show you how to save your friend's life. And I showed him how to pull up Narcan and how to inject each other with the Narcan needle in case they died. I needed the money, let's be honest. I've talked to the cops here. I'm literally 10 feet away from the drug dealers talking to you guys. Why don't you just go arrest them right now? And they're like, arrested for what? And I'm like, dude, what? He's like, San Francisco is a sanctuary city. We arrest the Hondurans, we put them in jail, they're out 2 days later.
Right.
If they're letting the Hondurans deal on the corner every day, somebody's getting paid with fentanyl. Well, you can get red, blue, green, yellow, orange. And they're like, oh, this is a new color. It's a fire puppy. It's fire. It's an orange. And you're like, what's the difference between orange and yellow? Because it's orange. Okay, all right, and they buy it. Next week, oh, homie, I got the purple, it's a new color. What's different than purple and orange? Because it's purple. I've literally had friends be like, well, the purple only gets you high if you mix a little bit of meth in, it really thins it out. Like, who's winning off of this? You know, we're the homeless, we see it all, like, all of it. We see the dirty side of it, you know, like, people stop and put rocks and... Dude, it's disgusting, but who's really making the money off this?
Have you seen people OD out here?
Oh, yeah, dude. I've saved 6 people's lives last week.
Never met before. What were they using?
Fentanyl. Banging fentanyl. And you know what? I'll tell you something. All the Narcan bottles that I save people's lives with, these ones, I clean them out, and I wrap gold around them, and I sell them to this gay dude up in Castro. He pays me $65 for each Narcan. I can take you to a dead body right now, dude.
Some old homeless dude, he was there 4 days ago and he was there yesterday in the same spot. He's gotta be dead.
I kicked him and be like, yo, you alive? And I mean, people are stupid out here. Use alone, you know? They pick a bag of fentanyl and they'll get a different batch and they're by themselves and like, no mention for days. The only reason I found was because I went up there. There's no cocaine in the crack here. I've tested it. I know good crack. I know real cocaine and real crack. I'm from the South, man.
Was a male-to-female transsexual. She was born in the Bronx in 1926 as George Jorgensen Jr. She went to Denmark in 1950 in search of sex change surgery. She had had since childhood this long-standing, irrepressible desire to live her life as a woman. And in Denmark, she found some doctors who were willing to experiment on her, and she came back to the United States in 1953. But before that, in December of 1952, her story made the news while she was recovering in a hospital bed in Copenhagen. And the New York Daily News had this front page banner headline reading, XGI becomes blonde beauty. And after that, she became a media celebrity.
Take a chance, waving up your hands. Can you be this class? Everybody take a chance, waving up your hands. Can you be this class? Take control.
she was a child. She was gender variant. She had feminine gestures and what one would think of as feminine traits, even though she was a boy. And that's a source of ridicule in our society.
Can you see now what I'm saying? The beat is loud and I am playing. I'm playing with your life, playing with your soul. Here on stage and under my control, so let the rhythm take you on the floor. With the bass and the drum that you never heard before. Open your mind, cause I'm talking about dancing. Open your mind, this is not romancing.
She raised all sorts of issues that are significant for 20th century history. Here she was talking about the promise and pitfalls of science and technology in the atomic age. And here she was talking about what makes a man and what makes a woman, what's appropriate behavior for men and women, who counts as a man and who counts as a woman, what's normal and what's abnormal. And so she was raising all sorts of intriguing issues. She was a household name through the 1950s and 60s. She was a major figure. She was the source of a media circus. The media star, the reporters followed her. They dogged her every move. In Copenhagen, when she returned to the United States in February 1953, they followed her parents at their home in the Bronx. There were hundreds of articles in the press about Christine Jorgensen, not just in 1952 and 1953, but for years afterwards.
Listening to the plot. No, you've been listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford. Thanks so much. Annika is coming up next and filling in for Savoir Faire.